Okay. Working? Okay. It's work. Thank you, Pastor Davidson, for the opportunity to hear with us. Thank you for the church, for your hospitality. Thank you for the everything that you made for me and my family. Thank you for received us with love. God is so good to us. Amen. God saved me when I was 16 years. He's wonderful. He changed my life completely and gave me one beautiful wife, because I am angry, okay? Yes, yeah, serious. But God is so good, okay? Amen. I apologize. My English is not very good, okay? But I think so. It is better than your Portuguese, okay? I hope, okay? If you don't understand anything, ask the Pastor Davidson, okay? He goes to Brazil. Okay. Okay. I would like to start by asking the following question. Who were you and I before we received Jesus Christ as our Savior? Are you remember? How was your life? How was my life? What was the destiny of my soul and your soul? Let me tell you, we were lost. We were lost. Without hope. Without God. And condemned to eternal suffering. This was our condition. But one day, someone come to us and preach about the salvation in Jesus Christ, about the love of God, about the sacrifice that Jesus did in the cross. One day, someone decided to follow the example of Jesus Christ. That's the reason that I am here, you here. One day, someone decided to follow the example of Jesus Christ, to follow in his footsteps. And because of this, we now have the privilege of being part of the family of God. Amen. Missions, the example of Christ. Open your Bibles if you can, okay? Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38.
It's
Is ready? Okay. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues. Is right? Okay. Synagogues. And preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Brother Stephen, let's pray for us for the message, please. Amen. Amen. We will be looking at how Jesus did missions, how he saw, and what he felt about missions. How do you do missions? How do you do? The first, do like Jesus did. The first things, do like Jesus did. In verse 35, the Bible says, and Jesus went. Where? Continue. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Turn back to Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. In Luke chapter 10, verse 1, the Bible says, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. What did he do in this place? What? He preaching the gospel. I don't have power, okay? You don't have power. But the word of God have the power. Jesus went all the cities preaching the gospel. Jesus was, this word is active. Jesus was hardworking. Jesus was dynamic. Oh, thank you, brother. And dedicated. Jesus was. Whatever he go, he use it. Any opportunity, okay? Any opportunity to preach the gospel, to share the gospel, all places. We need to follow his example and share the gospel without share the gospel with the people, lost people. Everywhere, all the time, at work, at school, in McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, every place we need. Remember, we was lost. This was our condition. But one day, we heard the full gospel and true in Jesus Christ because somebody preached to us. There are two ways we can do missions. One, going directly. When you place your life in God's hands, spread the gospel. Where you live, in other city, another country, two, you can go indirectly. When you through your investment in missions, financially and prayer. I cannot to hear and to hear in Brazil and same time, but when I support missions, I can. Amen. I can. To do as Jesus did, we need, secondly, see how Jesus saw. We need to see how Jesus saw. Verse 36, the Bible says, but when he saw the multitudes jump, okay? Because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. What did Jesus see in those people? What? Jesus saw their need. Jesus saw tired people. Jesus saw hopeless people. Jesus saw lost people. Jesus saw people oppressed by sin. Jesus saw people deceived by religions. Jesus saw people condemned to hell. Jesus saw these things in the people. Not only did Jesus see their need, but Jesus saw the need for laborers. In verse 37-38, the Bible says, "But the laborers are few." But the laborers are few. How do we, as Christians, look at this word? How? Let me give you a little statistic. Just in Brazil, okay? Every day, there are at least 115 people killed in accidents driving every day. Thirty-two suicides. This is right? Suicides. 32. Every day. 175 homicides. Every day. Millions and millions the people are dying. Every day. I was reading one statistic. In 2020, we have approximately 2 million the people dying driving. 2 million per year. This is sad. These people are saved. No. Maybe. Are we looking through Jesus' eyes, or are we so consumed with ourselves that we cannot see as Jesus saw? Remember, Jesus said the time is short. 2 years ago, I was in my work and I received one call. One friend worker died 3 months before. 3 months before, I preached for him. He said to me, now I don't need the religion. I want, what is culture, pleasures, enjoy, I want enjoy 3 months after he dying. I cry because I preach for him, but I need to be persistent more. Lastly, we must feel what Jesus felt. We must feel what Jesus felt. Verse 36, the Bible says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. Jesus felt compassion. Why did Jesus feel compassion? Because he saw the sad reality. People blind, deceived, tired, and hopeless, and on the way to hell. Jesus was moved with great compassion for this lost soul. He felt their suffering and hopelessness. If our goal is to be like Jesus Christ, we need to do as he did. See as he saw, and feel as he felt. We need. It is every Christian's responsibility to do missions. It's my responsibility. It's your. There is so much to be done. Right here in Shelby. And around the world. A lot of work to do. I will close with the words of the song. Have you heard the Great Commission bidding you go forth and tell? Telling lost ones there's a Savior who died to save their souls from hell. Millions everywhere are dying. Jesus bids you go and tell. How shall they hear unless you tell them? There's escape from death as well. Jesus come this world to pay the price of my sin and the price the sin every man. A lot of work to be done. Pastor.